in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out.
They're here for the merch?
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing. The merch is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The merch is amazing.
Subscribe now. Welcome to The Fallen State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Help us fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up button. And then don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. You can ring my bell. Ring the bell, all right? I have with me today Pastor Kurt D. Thomas. He's a senior pastor of the Renewed Church of Los Angeles. Am I right? Renewed Church of Los Angeles. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
I absolutely appreciate it.
Thank you.
And so, were you called to be a pastor, or did you go to school for it?
Well, at the age of 9, I felt the presence of God over me. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, So I went through that entire Pentecostal experience. And it wasn't until I matriculated through college that I decided to get a bachelor's degree in theology, or to study theology while I was at Stillman College.
Oh, I see. So God didn't call you. You decided to go to school for it.
No. I believe that I was called by God to do what I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
And why did you? Why do you believe that?
Why do I believe that I was called? I know that I'm called to do what I do because because I have a passion and I have a desire to see people elevated from where they are to where they need to be.
Oh, okay. And when you say where they are, do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
Explain what you mean by that.
Fallen state. You're a pastor, you should know.
Yeah, but I'm... But explain what do you mean by a fallen state?
Do you know? Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state? You know what fallen means, right?
A fallen state means that they've fallen from the grace of God. Is that what you're okay?
Right.
So I believe that humans have fallen from a fallen state, but with the whole deal with reconciliation, I think that God reconciles us back to Himself.
So you do agree then that human beings have fallen away from God, right?
That humans have fallen away from God according to Adam
right.
and all that, yes.
And then at some point, those who seek Him will come back.
Those who seek Him are that He's called back to them, yes, then they will.
Is it possible to overcome that fallen state?
It is possible to overcome that fallen state if we accept Christ back into our hearts.
Right. How does one know when they're in a fallen state?
Well, a person will know that they're in a fallen state when they don't live a life that's acceptable. I believe that's really acceptable to themselves. So like a person that is a drug addict or a person that drinks too much liquor, a person that maybe not living their best life or doing what they're called to do. I think that those people are the people that find themselves in a fallen state.
So when they're not living their life according to God, then they're in a fallen state?
If you're not living a life that is according to the principles of God, yes.
Then you're in a fallen state?
Then you're in a fallen state.
So if I read, and I don't know if it's true or not, I'd like to ask the person before I mention, know if it's true or not. Are you a homosexual?
I am a same gender loving man.
So it doesn't mean you're a homosexual?
It means that I'm a same gender loving man.
But just from, I'm black and slow.
Okay.
And just for the record, does that mean you're a homosexual?
I could be considered a homosexual.
Are you considered? I don't want to think of you if you're not.
Yeah, I'm a homosexual.
You're a homosexual?
Yes.
And so you're a homosexual pastor?
I am a homosexual pastor, yes.
How long have you been a homosexual pastor?
I've been a pastor for 8 years, senior pastor, and then before that, prior to that, I was a youth pastor.
Oh, okay. Why do you think that God would call a person, a homosexual, to be a pastor but not change him?
So I don't think that God majors where we minor. And so I think that what happens is I think that we put limitations on God that God doesn't have. For example, we could, if you go to seminary or something like that, you find out that there's a thought process that God could possibly be a woman, or that God could be this, or that God could be that, that God can be whatever it is that you need him to be.
You believe that he can be a woman?
I believe that God can be whatever it is that you need him to be.
So can it be a homosexual too if you needed him to be one?
Well, honestly, I don't think that God, the Bible says that God is neither male nor female.
Right. So how can he be a woman then if he's not a female?
Well, I'm saying that, so there's a book that's there's a book that is written, it's called,
Well, that's all right by the title. What about the book?
But in the book, the principles of the book talk about God swaying himself to this, and it's called The Shack by W.M. Paul Young. And so if you read that book, then you find out that God basically finds himself congruent to whatever state of mind a person is in. And so at one state, God is a Jewish carpenter. At one state, God shows himself as a big black woman in the kitchen cooking.
Big black woman?
A black woman in the kitchen cooking.
And so you think God can be a big black woman?
I think that God can be whatever it is that you need God to be at that moment.
Do you think that God can be a homosexual too?
I don't. If God needs to be a homosexual, I think that he was, but I don't liken him to that. I don't liken the word. I don't liken God to be to be an isolated gender.
So you believe that God could be a woman, a big black woman, God a homosexual?
God could be whatever you need God to be.
And so does that person make God what they want him to be in their mind so they can accept being wrong? Or does God switch genders and all that kind of stuff?
I don't think that we create God to be whatever we want God to be in our minds. I think that it's based on experiences. The experiences of that person allows God to transform himself in whatever it is that that person needs to be. For an example, if you've ever gone to Africa, or if you've ever gone to a part of the world where there's no westernized religions, to where people they don't have an isolated form of who Jesus is or what he looks right. like, opposed to what you were talking about earlier.
Right.
We don't know what he looks like. And so since that, God becomes whatever it is that that person's experience is.
Those countries that don't believe in God, they are S-hole countries, and they all try to come here now and bring their S-hole attitudes.
Their S-hole? What is that?
Huh?
What is that?
What is S-hole country? It's an S-H-I-T hole.
Oh, you're saying that they're S-hole countries.
Right, because those people don't believe in God.
I wouldn't say that they don't believe in God. I would say
they don't believe in the real God. They have their own made-up God based on their imagination, right?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that we experience God on the level that we know God. So if you have somebody that is an Indian and they've never had anyone explain to them the ideology of God that is created here in Western culture, then I think that
Western culture?
Western culture is where we are now. It's what we operate in a canonized version of the Bible in which we accept as the authentic truth of
who. But Western culture is the best culture, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Then why everybody trying to come here? If we're not the best, if Western culture is not the best culture, why everybody trying to come to what's not the best culture?
Is everybody trying to come here?
Everybody and their mama. Have you known that we can't even keep the illegals out?
I wouldn't say that everybody's trying to come here,
yeah,
but I will
are.
Say that there are people that are trying
from all over the world.
To come here from all over the world.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if we are not the best country, why are they trying to come here? Why don't they go to the best country?
We could consider ourselves to be the best country.
But we are
maybe,
the best.
And maybe,
and that's because of Western culture.
Well, I wouldn't use the word best, maybe. I would use the word we're probably a country where people are allowed to be free and be themselves.
So we're the best.
If you say best, then I'll go with that.
So I want to go back. You say God is a black woman.
I didn't say God was a black woman. I used the book as an analogy.
That God was a black woman?
To show us that God could be whatever it is that we need God to
Amazing.
Be.
Amazing. Do you believe that, that book?
I believe that God could be whatever it is that we want God to be.
Really?
Yes.
And so you've been a homosexual all your life, you said earlier, right?
At the age of nine, I knew that I liked the same sex, yes.
How did you become that way?
I didn't become that way. I knew that was my innate nature to like men.
And so how did your nature go from a natural nature of being a man or male to an unnatural nature of becoming a woman? How did that happen?
You said the unnatural nature of me becoming a woman?
Yeah, you were born a natural male, right?
You're born a natural male.
Right, you were, right?
I am a male currently sitting here in front of you.
But how did you go from being a natural male to an unnatural woman?
Who's an unnatural woman?
But isn't homosexuality is like being a female feelings?
No.
What is it?
No.
What is it exactly?
Being gay is... Or being gay, being a homosexual, whatever term that a person wants to
right.
use to identify themselves, it's an innate state of being. It means that this is who that person is. If I'm not a woman, I'm a man sitting here in front of you having a conversation. I have a penis, just like you have.
Well,
a
you
penis.
Do have the male parts, but now they're cutting that off too. Did you hear about that? We'll get to that. But do you feel inwardly, do you feel like a male or you feel like a female?
I am a male sitting here in front of you.
No, but what do you feel
I
like?
I feel like a male. And
inside?
I am a male sitting here in front of you.
I realize that, but inside, do you feel like a man or you feel like a woman?
I am a male sitting here in front of you. So that answers your question, right?
I know.
I don't feel like anything because I am a male.
You don't feel like neither male nor woman?
I am a male sitting here in front of you.
I realize that, but what made you think you're a homosexual then? If there's not a feeling on this side, why do you think you're
homosexuality
a homosexual?
Is not a feeling, it's a state of being. It's who the person innately is.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with creating a feeling that you're talking about. It's the innate nature of who that person is. I innately am who I am. Me being gay or homosexual has nothing to do for me with being a man. It has everything to do with my preference and who I choose to sleep with.
What does the word innately mean? What does that mean? I'm black and slow. I don't know what that means.
The word innate?
Uh-huh.
The word innate means that I'm not changing, I'm not becoming something else. I am who I am.
Just before we started the show, you said that you introduced your, is he your husband or your wife? Is that your husband? He gonna be your husband or your wife?
I'm gonna end this interview.
Why?
Because we're ending this right now.
Why you wanna end?
We're ending it.
Well, why come
off.
Back?
Take this off. When you want to have a real conversation,
call me.
You're bullshitting me.
Come back.
And I'm not gonna be a part of that. Come take this off of me, or I'm gonna take it with me.
But why are you running?
Come take this off of me, or I'm gonna take it with me. Please take it off of me.
Really?
You're disrespecting me.
But no, I'm asking you really.
Please take it off.
Am I asking you a really serious question?
No, I'm saying just let me take. They're recording. They're trying to get a reaction. What
is that? It's okay.
No, be quiet.
No, that's not what
okay,
you're doing.
So,
just take it off.
Yeah.
But tell me why you're running.
I'm not running, sir, but when you want to have a real conversation, you have my information.
But you said that you're going to...
When you want to have a real conversation...
You said that you're going to
have a real conversation...
You said you're going to marry this guy.
When you want to have... He's a guy. You're calling him a female. You're being disrespectful.
I asked if you're going to call him husband or wife. Come back. Do you want to be interviewed?
No.
Oh. Amazing. Well, they gone. That's amazing. They gone. They walked away. So the deal is, that was Pastor Kurt D. Thomas. And Kurt D. Thomas is a senior pastor of the Renewed Church of Los Angeles. And he is an admitted homosexual pastor. And what he does is he works with men. They host a motley men's group, they say. So I wanted to know about all that. But during the, just before we started the show, he introduced this other male, a black male, that he said that they were going to get married soon. And I know that these people are doing that, and they're calling a marriage. So I want to just kind of lay out that first. I had no idea that he was going to run, because if they are proud of being what they are, and they say that it's normal, you would think that they would want to talk about it. But apparently not. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but he's gone. There's no use in praying for him anymore. He's gone. I wanted to ask him about the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. I wanted to ask, how does this work? If we are in a fallen state, we should overcome. I had a lot of questions. But either way, thank you for tuning in. That was a short one. Help us fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. And ring the bell. And don't forget to buy the merch. Everything we get, donate and all that, it goes back to make all this happen. We're trying to wake up the world. Come out of that fallen state. Thank you so much.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You're into conspiracy theories, right?
Yes. The people who hate conspiracies, man, are people who are, their careers are going really well and they have children. Because it makes you stop and go, am I feeding into this system? And am I going to have to start making choices that might hurt my bank account? And yeah. People don't want to do that. And they don't want to believe that they brought their kids into this world that is full of very dark people who want to do very dark stuff. We have troops over there in Afghanistan guarding poppy fields. What do you think they're doing with that poppy field? They're coming here, they're making Oxycontin, and then they're flooding the country with heroin. If all these elites in Hollywood send their family to the front line to go fight in Iran, then I'll be behind the war. But until they're sending our sons and daughters to go fight for bankers, I want nothing to do with it.
Watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.